United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the 6 Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, she once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital received $150,000 US, and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000 US. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on US soil, on September 11th, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 US to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Master's Power Brings Enlightenment in Seattle, Washington, USA on April 7th, 1993.
Dear Master, and ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce you. Dr. Rambo Johnson is the Vice President of Marketing for AVC Company. Tonight, Dr. Johnson would like to talk about his impression of Supreme Master Ching Hai. Please welcome Dr. Rambo Johnson.
Over these last 10 days, I, along with my friend Dr. Nguyen, have been involved in helping Mr. Tran facilitate the visit of Master Ching Hai. And during this time, I have experienced a great deal of satisfaction in being of assistance to others. I have thought less about matters that have been weighing on me, and I felt happy and lighter. During this time, I have also experienced matters taking care of themselves, or perhaps being taken care of by the Master. I'm very glad that my friend made me aware of this event, and I feel very blessed to have experienced the wisdom and the sparkling and generous spirit of the Master and the hospitality her disciples. Thank you.
to Master, Lady and Gentlemen, Bob Stranger, and the Master Disciple have something to tell about his own experience. Please welcome Bob Stranger.
Thank you very much. Dear ladies and gentlemen, I used to be a meat and potatoes man. That's all I like to eat because I grew up with that kind of food until I married my wife. She likes to eat soy sauce and rice. From time to time, I lost my temper and we have World War III. Anyway, I have so much problem for losing my temper, I have to go to anger management. It costs me so much money, I don't know how I get myself out of the difficult situation at that time. My brother and sister-in-law, a doctor, my cousin and her husband are attorney at law. They still cannot help me to be free from the legal system. At that time, I could not see my family at all. I felt terrible until I watched the tape from Master Ching Hai, and she was talking about an initiation and don't eat meat. If you don't eat meat, it will be better for you. At that time, I'm not sure that is true, but I have to try. After I was initiated, all my problems went away. That is a relief. I am very happy now. The first time I ever be free from problems and receive so much happiness. Thank you, Master Ching Hai. I'm not sure how she did it. I love to eat and thank you for all the good food. There is so much good food to eat and they're all made from tofu and vegetables. All the food tastes better than ever before and feels better too. I used to have heart irregularity. I have to take medicine for it. After I eat tofu and vegetables until now, my heart feels fine. I don't have to take medicine for it anymore, and also I don't have to go to anger management anymore either. Thank you, Master Ching Hai, for freeing me from all kinds of problems. If you get initiated today, I'd like to be the first one to congratulate you, being free from problems now and eternal life. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have the honor to introduce to you our beloved Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Good morning. How are you? Doing well? Just relax and prepare for some good jokes. As you have seen, our group is very funny, very humorous, so there's nothing to fear. In German, they say, a saint who is miserable is a miserable saint. So we try to be a happy Buddha. Now, when you listen to our friend there, you will be frightened that every day we feed you with tofu and vegetable. There are much more in the vegetable kingdom than only tofu. But no doubt, tofu is the most nutritious food. Soybeans have 36% of protein compared to beef. Beef probably 25% and pork 16%, etc. So actually, when we eat tofu or soybeans product, we have more protein. Of course, people think vegetable protein and meat protein are a little different. Yet it is different. Vegetable protein is more digestible, more healthy, which has been proved by today's scientists.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3,433 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
But nevertheless, I'm not elaborating on this stomach great philosophy, but we go to a little bit higher than the solar plexus chakra. So just maybe a couple of decades ago, or several decades ago, or centuries ago, our life in this earth has not been so beautiful. We do not have so many highways, and we do not have electricity, and we do not have airplane. If I was born a little bit earlier, say 100 or so years ago, or maybe 200 years ago, I probably have no opportunity to be here with you tonight in such a quick and relaxed way, and to share with you the atmosphere of the ancient sage of the Golden Age, where in a few hours we would forget at least some of our sorrows, our hatred, our pressure, in order to merge ourselves in the noble philosophy of the ancient saints. You are invited to join into the golden moment of higher purposes of life. Our world is very, very beautiful compared to many other planets that we know of, or maybe not know of. Just pretend that we know some. Scientifically speaking, there are a few more planets that were discovered which are not as beautiful as ours. So we could congratulate ourselves for having such a little paradise, where we have enough water, green, and air, even air. Because in some of the planets, the air is not alive. Sometimes it's very contaminated, and the living beings could not even stay there. Our world has been beautified day after day until we reach today's comfort. So we have a better kind of life with electricity and with all kind of civilized invention. That is just about in material comfort. Similarly, if our spirit, which is more important than the flesh even, would be equipped with more of the very comforting instruments, then our life is much better. Still, our human life consisted not only of material appearance of the body or the thinking power of the mind, but we have also something beyond these two, which is the spirit. The spirit, or the wisdom, or the supreme power which is within us, is that which makes all things come to life and sustain them. Therefore, while we are so-called living, we can move, we can talk, we can think, we can love, we can investigate, we can do many things. But when the so-called spirit leaves us, then even though the same body exists, we cannot do anything. So if while living, we learn to know this spirit, which is the dominating factor behind all our living activities, then we will be wiser, we will be more enlightened, and of course, more satisfied. Otherwise, even though we have a lot of comfort in life, and our civilization has reached such height in history, most of us are still unhappy. Many things we want to do in life, many ideals we want to fulfill, we do not know how to begin. And even we know how to begin, we are not certain whether it is the true direction. Therefore, many a times, we are unsuccessful. Despite all our sincerity, all our prayers, and our goodwill to serve the world at large, it is difficult to reach our goal. It is because we do not recognize the spirit or the supreme power, which is dormant in all of us. It's just like a person who has a great treasure in his house and doesn't know where it is, and therefore could not make use of it for the betterment of his life. I'm sure all of us here and most of the people in the world long for peace, true happiness, and beauty, inside as well as outside. But why is it that most of the time we spend a lot of money, time in some matters, and it could not be accomplished? It is because we do not approach problem in the right angle. It is because we do not use our supreme wisdom in all of our undertaking, because actually whatever we learn outside, same with every one of us, whatever we try to learn with the mind, which is our supercomputer, we could not accomplish in a 100% way. Besides, there's so many things to do in life, so many projects we want to accomplish with only a very limited power of this computer, even though it is the best quality. Sometimes it is out of order. When we put some wrong fuel in it, like too much whiskey in one day, and then it zigzags and then it doesn't work, maybe for one or a couple of days. Or we put too much drug or something that is very detrimental to the thinking power of our computer.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 1.8 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses, $186.4 billion US dollars in the United States. Up to $210 to $665 billion US dollars globally. Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, liver disease, cardiovascular disease, metal toxicity, brain damage, amnesia and dementia, brain shrinkage, organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes, birth defects, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage. Alcohol-related violence, child abuse, 50% of cases,
violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
Some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse. Over 200,000 deaths each year. Costs of $181 billion each year in the United States. $33 billion in the UK. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion in the UK. Harmful effects. Brain damage. Stroke. Heart disease. Liver disease. Tuberculosis. Emphysema. Cancer. Depression. Suicide. Permanent memory loss. Mental illness. Higher infant mortality. Increased crime and violence. Impotence. Crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the US, 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the US committed 70,000 crimes in a 3-month period. Social costs. US businesses lose $100 billion per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion per year for healthcare, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users. Environmental costs. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production. Death. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the U.S. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortalities. Plus more.
But if we do things with our great wisdom, with the central intelligent force, which is connected with the whole universal network, then we can do many wonders, and yet we don't use any effort. This is what Lao Tzu called do without doing, action in non-action. How do we accomplish this? It is very simple. All of the masters in the past have promised us that whatever they do, we can do also. If they have become the Buddha, we can also become Buddhas. Because whatever they have, or they had, or they discovered, we have also. All human beings are born equal. It is up to us to make use of our treasure or not. God, if there is one, would not push us, because we are the most respected creation in the whole universe. We are at the crown of creation. And our free will is absolute, because God has made man in his own image. Therefore, man's will is God. Nevertheless, we have forgotten to use our free will sometimes to better our lives or to bless this world. Instead, we have abused this power, and therefore many times bringing disaster into our beautiful planet and then into our life. The difference between heaven and hell is only a hairbreadth apart. The only difference is our attention. We draw inward instead of spreading outside. Then we know the kingdom of God. But most of the people think this is impossible. while the experienced practitioner on the path knows that it is very easy, very simple, therefore even children from 6 years old can do it. And old people, sick to up to 60, sometimes over, could even do it. And everyone could do it because everyone has this power within themselves. Therefore, the Buddha say, I and all beings are equal. How come they do not know it? And Jesus say, what I do, you can do better. Better doesn't mean we'll be higher than him. Better means that in the future, we will be allowed more freedom to exert our power, to communicate this good message to more people. Whereas he was limited to only 3.5 years of preaching. But we, in the modern time, could use a lot of highly technical development in order to communicate to the mass. Therefore, he say, what I do, you can do better, is a prediction for a more liberal future. Because in the time of Jesus, the religious activity or the truth has been feared and has been persecuted, has been hidden from the mass of the people, because the politicians at that time fear anyone who has power to move the mass. Doesn't matter that power is for the good of mankind or not. It's just a power struggle. And that's why in the ancient times, or maybe up to recently, we do not have much chance to know about spiritual secrets, which is actually no secret at all. Many hundreds of years ago, in Vietnam, we had no electric lights. And one of our ambassador, or maybe a delegate from Vietnam, came to France to study. And when he came home, he reported that in the West, people have the lamp upside down. Yeah, before we had the old lamp, you see, which is you have to stand on the table. But they say in the West, the lamp is all upside down, and the water came from the wall, the tap water. And the king cut his head off because the king and the whole hierarchy, the whole royal household could not believe that is the truth, and so accused him for blasphemy or not respecting the king, making a fool of the royal lineage. Not only his head cut off, but many of his relatives and family members. Such was the punishment in the old time for someone who is suspected to be not loyal to the ruler of the nation. Today, luckily, we don't have such injustice. And today, the majority of the people in the world know that the upside-down lamp is very normal. Thanks God. Similarly, many of centuries ago, spiritual attainment or become enlightened is something very mystical, very impossible, very far-fetched, kind of visionary dream. But today, it is a very common theme that people sometimes even talk about in coffee shops or in the park or in the train, on the buses, etc. This is good so. The age of our world has changed, and we begin to live in another kind of atmosphere where many more people will be enlightened and peace will be more accessible to mankind. And let's hope that in the future generation, all the rulers of the earth will not rule with armed force, but with wisdom and love. Because all men are brothers. The different countries are different rooms, which the whole family has the right to share with each other and to live with each other in harmony. As long as the majority of us are not enlightened and not using this super wisdom within us to take care of the world and to do everything, whether big or small, our world will not become what we dream or what we expect it to become. Therefore, the future of the world is in our hands. It's not only in the political figures of any great nation. Please remember. Even if there is one great king who rules the whole planet, who has great wisdom like that of Solomon or King David of old, but if the whole mass of people are swimming in ignorance, he can't do much. Therefore, when Jesus, the Buddha, or other masters were still living, because the communication was very poor, therefore, the enlightenment message were not very widely spread among the people. Therefore, even we have the Son of God on earth, even we have the Buddha, the world at that time was still chaotic. Today, thanks to the many wonderful inventions, we have beautiful communication system, we have fast transportation method. Therefore, many of people of the world, thousands, billions of people, have been enlightened through different saints, different messages from different spiritual schools. And therefore, we can see the hope of the Golden Age at the horizon. Therefore, many of the great conflicts between powerful nations have ceased somehow. So each one could breathe a sigh of relief, because we do not fear much of the Third World War or Fourth anymore, or at least for the moment. It is because this age, many of people became enlightened and used the wisdom to bless the world or to enlighten the neighbors. And one will lead to the others. And then soon, many, many more, and the majority of the people would be living in the wisdom of their birthright and using it to bless the world, make it become heaven. Otherwise, doesn't matter how much we try with our limited knowledge of books or of experience in our field, we can only do a very small amount of service to mankind. Jesus was great and worshipped by the whole world up to now due to his wisdom, this supreme wisdom within himself. Buddha is still alive within the hearts of the people of the world. It is due to his supreme wisdom, or the Buddha nature, which both of them stated that we also possess. We know all this. We have read all this, we learned all this from many teachers, from many books, but we never wonder, how could I get it? Why don't I have it? The answer is, we do have it. We can have it. And we always have it already. But we do not know how to make use of it. We are too busy with the worldly knowledge that we learn from books. We are too proud of knowing many things. But the greatest wisdom we have neglected. It's just like the prince, the son of a king, has forgotten his heritage and going out begging for some morsel of food. It is very pitiful. And then we blame God for not helping us. We blame the Buddha for not blessing us. God and Buddha has already blessed us, have told us what to do. But we do most of the time the opposite. Even if we just talk about the very simple precepts, like love thy neighbor, or thou shalt not kill, even that, many of us couldn't keep. God has prescribed the way of heaven. If you love me, keep my commandments. If we do, our world would have become long ago a paradise. Now, if we blame God, we should think twice. Many people ask me, wherever I go, if God is almighty, why doesn't he turn the world into heaven? Why didn't he make everyone better, become angel? Yes, he has told everyone to be angel. But we do not listen. We do not want to keep the commandments of God, which can make our earth become heaven. Why is it so that we know it, but we couldn't do it? We couldn't keep the precepts. It is because we lack the supreme power. We don't have the strength to resist so many of the temptation of this world. That doesn't mean after initiation or after enlightenment, you don't eat, you don't sleep, and you throw away all your property. It is not the case. All the worldly creative phenomena we can enjoy. We just enjoy more because we know heavenly life, which enhance our life more. Just like before, we don't have electricity, we do not have electric lights, and our world was still going on, but in a little bit more darkness. Now we have electricity, we have lamps all over the places, and we could work all night long without any problem. And that makes our life more comfortable, more enjoyable. Similarly, our life here is already good, but it would be best for us if we have enlightenment. Enlightenment means more light into our life. Not artificial light, but the light that is everlasting. And then in every activities, in everything we do, we are very clear. Not clear at the level of the mind, but clear at the level of super consciousness. Therefore, we will always be in the correct direction. Even if we make mistakes, it is not a mistake. We will know it's just apparently so, but it is actually the plan of the universal brotherhood. Therefore, many people fear that after enlightenment, they could not do their business, or they may not be able to get married, or they will have trouble of any kind. But it is the wrong conception of enlightenment. Enlightenment should be that we will be more beneficial to the world, more efficient in whatever we do, and more happy in our life.
Thank you for joining us today on Words of Wisdom. Part 2 of Master's Power Brings Enlightenment will continue tomorrow. Please keep your dial tuned here to Supreme Master Television for music and poetry, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. May the providence guide your life in nobility, wisdom, and love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.